Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Heather.
Hey, you know what? Guys. She made me think of a new holiday greeting we can use this year.
Please.
Which What's is that?
Merry Chrissy Metz.
Thank you. So glad that you interrupted my train of thought for that. Instantly, Rob's voice came blaring out of the speakers, announcing to the dead silent study hall, "You perverts broke Oscar's back when you asked him to move that dead weight porn doll."
Oh, well, my God, I had the worst faux pas, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it to you. It might have been off air.
What's that?
I said to someone that's important.
Okay.
I would rather kill two in a bush than than get a stone in the hand.
I am always pleased that you still make the effort.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Winter is upon us.
Don't want to hear it.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to hear it. I see sun on your face as we speak.
Oh, my God. Mm. No, it's cloudy. It's cloudy.
How chilly are you down there?
And yeah, we'll tell you how cloudy, and the high temperature, the low temperature today.
Mm-hmm.
46 degrees.
What? That's actually freezing.
Hey, cloudy,
that
is cloudy, cool. And 46, freezing. Just like Lindsay Lohan.
The current temperature is 64 degrees, and the high temperature will be 68 degrees.
See, we would kill for.
Do you know what it's going to be tomorrow morning when we take our little doggies out? It's going to be 44 degrees.
Well, when it's dark outside, Mike, boo-hoo. Of course the sun hasn't warmed up the earth.
No, that's a big deal.
You mean
that's
the big fireball in the sky? That one, yeah. Okay,
sun. Warm earth. That's a big deal down here. They're making a big news.
But no
story
hard
now.
Freezes, right? I mean, big citrus is okay.
Hard freeze.
Also, didn't that last report from the EPA say everything was A-okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You mean as far as global warming?
Yeah, they said it, you know, may or may not be happening.
No, the report that came out yesterday was
It was no bueno.
It's kind of
I
the
believe.
Opposite.
I thought it was 50-50.
Kind of like make your plans.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I bought the whole family snorkels.
I thought, Mike, it was such a positive report that the president issued the statement that he didn't believe it.
Yeah,
that's how good it was. I don't believe it. No, he said he looked at it. He didn't read it. He looked at it, but he doesn't believe
it.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
It is a giant insurance policy. So here's the way. This is my. You know what? This is non. And many people will tell you this is non-political.
No.
This is my. This is the way I look at global warming. It's the same as if you went to Nationwide or Progressive or Geico and you got an insurance policy because you're saying, well, yeah, you're right. No one's going to tell you what it's going to be 100 years down the road. Most of us aren't going to be here except for babies that are born that would live to be 100. Nobody knows. So what you're doing is but if they happen to be right,
yes,
99.999999% of the scientists who say, yes, the planet is starting to overheat and we are contributing to it. If you believe them, then you just take out an insurance policy that in the short term might disrupt some economic models. But in the long run, if they're right, then we happen to save the planet.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Todd Moore's friend Oscar.
I think you guys
PMFO.
Are being selfish because this is the way I look at it.
Yes. No, it's quite the opposite.
I look at it.
You're being selfless, Mike.
Thank you.
I like my tectonic plates thin like I like my pizza.
Okay. You realize that global warming and tectonic plates have nothing to do with each other.
What do you mean?
Tectonic plates are the things that cover the earth that shift and cause mountains.
Yeah, but they're going to be covered with sauce. AKA
you're talking about seismic activity.
Yes.
Earthquakes and
yeah, but
such
aren't they going to be
so
covered
forth.
With, I want double the sauce, a hearty marinara right over it.
Yeah, extra cheese about, for the global warming.
Are you talking about earth or
water? Yeah, the
water.
The water is going to cover my tectonic plates, which is my pizza.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's not your tectonic plates, but maybe if you happen
tectonic.
To breed and you have a tectonic, if you happen to have breed and have children and grandchildren, and they may be affected.
Hey,
and
you know
by
what?
The way,
if Oscar breeds, that's a much bigger problem than global warming.
Hey. This is true. This is true. And down here, though, I was watching a lot of this today, and they're saying the old people that are voting don't care. Isn't that amazing?
Weird.
They don't care because they're going to be dead anyway.
Well, they also
I don't care.
That's very selfish.
They like their deep dish.
Yeah.
By the way,
and they
that's
like
not
it a little,
my father's
and they like it,
generation.
They like it a little warmer.
It's better for my arthritis.
That's not my father's. That's not that Tom Brokaw greatest generation now. What it is, the people that are old now, that are getting old now, are the generation
Boomers.
That... maybe some of them fought in a war, but the silent generation, the non-productive generation.
Why are they called silent, Pony?
I don't know. Mainly, they're not very vocal about their political beliefs, but they tend to vote Republican.
But they're mostly, they're baby boomers, right? Post-war babies.
Okay, Pony also, he watches InfoWars on a regular basis.
Yeah. No,
this man is a conspiracy theorist.
All right.
You will enjoy this. As we are a family here at Podcast Village, after all the years, I think almost a year of a runway, Omni Shambles, the political podcast from the Daily Beast, launched yesterday.
Yes.
You know what's amazing? I was watching Sam Stein this morning.
Who is on that podcast? He's one
political,
of the hosts.
By the way, Sam Stein is the political director at the Daily Beast. And at that very moment, I was saying to myself, you know, are they popping into Podcast Village? And I would love to have Sam come on the Mike O'Mara show to welcome him to. And he doesn't have to worry about any nasty questions or anything like that.
I will invite him and Jackie Kucinich, who were here yesterday recording the first show.
I know Jackie Kucinich's work as well. Did they end up using my thing? No, they didn't use my thing.
They actually have no voice. They have no intro, no voiceover. It's just
still
music.
Try to sell them. I'd love to be
just
part
music.
Of that. I really would. You know?
What? Is that the real reason you want Sam on the
Sam
show?
Stein.
Yes, I want to say, Sam, can I do
come
the
on,
intro,
a little
please?
Hard press.
That would be, he did, which was, this is interesting, a little behind.
Come on, Sam.
A little behind
come
it. A little
come on, Todd. Come on, man.
A little behind the scenes. So the show's called Omni Shambles.
Right.
Please feel free to give them 5 stars and tell them TMOS sent you.
Yes.
Yeah, right after Political Persuasion.
Absolutely. But, Mike, they work hand in hand because you would love to have each other on each other's shows.
I'd love to be on it. I love all the stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Sam did mention when he walked in, he goes, do we go with that new intro or are we just going with music? Because it had been some time since they were going to ramp up, right?
Oh, so he mentioned it because he liked it.
Oh!
Yeah! The intro I did for them.
Oh, now let's see somebody do a podcast.
I haven't done narration or a commercial or anything outside of this show in a long time, and I'm itching for a little extra work.
Who did the
Daddy
pod
wants
dog?
To do a little. What's that?
Oh, that's right. Dog.
You did the pod dog.
That was related to this show.
Yeah, it's business.
I really want to do like you know when I did the hurricane narration.
Yeah,
that's the,
why don't
that
you
was
demo something right moon. Now? People Remember, might not know listening right now. They might not know the work.
Yeah,
you've
tell
done.
Us about the Kuiper Belt.
All right, the Kuiper Belt's the old one that I did when I did Space Unraveling the Cosmos.
Well, I like that because
let
I
me give you my
it.
Best hurricane. I'll write all my right. own copy on the fly, top of my head. Watch, learn, listen. Here we go. All right.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can you add thin crust pizza to that?
Kiss your thin crust pizza ass bye-bye.
Yeah.
Which is amazingly the same copy they use for Omnishambles.
Yes.
You know, I was watching, I've been thinking about narration because there's been a lot of talk about Mars.
Yeah, Mars.
You know, with the rover. And by the way, this is the stuff that we in America take completely for granted, that we sent this amazing vessel to Mars that landed successfully yesterday and will be bringing back pictures and samples and just incredible information from the red planet. We have successfully gone with an unmanned spacecraft to Mars. I know we've done it before, but they did it this time, and they were all high-fiving each other.
They
the
should.
People at NASA, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
I love that stuff.
7 minutes of terror,
fantastic.
Mike. 7 minutes of terror.
Yes.
7 minutes of terror as it goes from, let me see if I've got my facts right. Hold on. I've got it right here. That's right. 40 million miles an hour
right.
to 5 million miles an hour as it's going through the atmosphere.
Exactly
very, very, very cool.
7 minutes of terror. Did you ever play that game at a high school party?
God. That's what you called it. No, that's what they called it. That's what the women called it that were involved with you.
That's right.
7 minutes. Seven minutes.
I was
of
just
terror.
Waiting in a darkened room.
They felt like sandbags.
They did. It was weird, like wet cement.
Who's got Spiwak? Oh no. It's not going to be 7 minutes in heaven. It's going to be called 7 minutes of terror.
Yeah, and then we played my other favorite game, Spin the Ham.
We played that game. We played 7 minutes in the closet.
Sure.
We played that. We played 7 minutes in the closet.
But how did you play it? What was your iteration, your generation?
We had, we played it in my house in the basement.
Ooh, did Kathy know?
It was kind of the rec room that
Kathy
we had.
Sold tickets.
We had some girls down there and we had some boys down there. And we would go in to it was actually the bathroom down in the basement. And we would shut the light off. And I don't think anything ever happened. I would have remembered it.
Yeah.
You just talk,
I think,
right?
I tried. And then it was just like, no, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And then it was over before.
Was it Candy Bushnell?
No, that was later. That
okay.
was
Chad
later.
Ram.
That was,
no, it was not Chad
no,
Ram.
No, he wasn't there. He was probably in juvie already. Where he was. You know. There's a particular
juvie.
Girl in my high school. That I always fancied, and she was always dating one of the toughest guys in school, a guy that was a real tough dude, still a tough dude. By the way, I can say this because I've gone to my elderly high school reunion.
Yes,
the guys that are kind of tough guys, even 40 years down the road, they still kind of have that vibe.
Yeah,
you don't get over that.
Once you're a Mayan, you're always a Mayan.
Yeah. And so, you know, like his posts now, I won't mention his name, but his posts are still like dumb, but scary dumb. Like he'd be the kind of guy that could still get into a fight at his advanced age, at 60
years
old.
I want to kick the ass of my druggist.
Mike,
but
you were probably that guy. You're a fighter.
No, I was not a fighter in high school.
No,
I was not. Well,
when did you become
a fighter? I wasn't a fighter. I wasn't
Outside of clients.
Okay. All right, Pony. All right. I had been laid off. I'd just been laid off. Yeah. All right.
And you were defending a woman's honor.
The guy made a disparaging comment about my missus.
Yep.
And that's why I did that. No, and I...
Were you like the toughest guy in the theater crowd?
No, I wasn't tough at all. It was not... I got into fights in hockey, but that was part of the deal.
You're a fighter then.
I don't like the term a fighter. I got into a scrape or two, both in bars and in,
if you ever got in a scrape or two in the studio.
Physically?
Physical? No. We've got no one in this broadcast has ever gotten into a scrape or two in this broadcast except for you.
I'm not talking about like routine battles with fists and stuff, and maybe an occasional shoving match, you know, and that type of thing. And yes, I did throw a punch at that guy that said something about my wife after I got laid off, and I was distraught, and I was not proud of it. And by the way, the orthopedic issues that I have lived with because of that fall that I took in those Western boots, blowing out my knee... I will never regret anything more in my life, and I will raise my boy conflict.
No, to avoid cowboy boots.
Yes.
Well, cowboy, I haven't put them on since.
And you know, it really
believe me, I was thinking about. I thought about it in Vegas. Because they got a great Western wear store with great prices there, and I also was traveling through Houston, which, by the way, just been my experience. If you're looking to get Western boots, if you want to get those kind of boots, Houston, Texas is the place to go. Fantastic deals. Got the best pair of Lucchese's I ever had in Houston, Texas. Thank you very much.
Were they leather or snakeskin or anything special or just?
They were alligator.
Oh, very nice.
Thanks. And he knew the answer to that. He just wanted me to say it. Okay. The fruitcake queen wanted me to say it. That's
shoot
what he
Elizabeth.
Wanted me to do.
Shoot him.
Shoot him. Yeah.
By the way, I would be I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say thank you to our listening audience, not just for ordering your fruitcakes, but for liberally peppering social media with the pictures.
Thank you.
With some pictures with hearts drawn on them, with little crumbs on a plate.
Candlelit pictures.
Talking.
I love the candlelit pictures.
Whipped cream on the fruitcake. But Rob, there's the occasional whiner, but by and large, your fruitcakes are being amazingly well received, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yesterday,
it's
going
to be great.
I'm so proud. I'm proud of the entire team. I'm glad this whole thing came off as well as it did. My favorite moment, though, and I don't know what it says about me, is Sarah Fraser and AJ, stars of the Hey Fraser podcast, were doing their show prep yesterday, and they said, it looks like the fruitcake is a tremendous success, and they said they'd like to try one. I said, we have a couple spares set aside, so we sent down and got one cut into it. I had my first taste of the fruitcake since we finished baking, and I'll tell you what, they are fantastic, but my favorite reaction is this.
I witnessed this. This is real.
This is cool.
Sarah Fraser bites into it and says, wow, it actually is good. Because I love how people don't expect to like fruitcake and that I can turn them.
And
I have
that why,
power.
By the way, that is why this is successful, because this started with everybody in the studio discussing with you. You started the argument
about fruitcake initially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were bitching about fruitcake. I said, well, we make fruitcake. And I said, oh, come on. And Rob, I'll never forget it. It was like you say, you'd feel differently if you tried my fruitcake. I remember that. I remember the initial, and then you brought one in.
Also, the same moment, we realized that panettone is not from Bolivia.
That's right.
Panettone is Italian. Right. It is an Italian cake,
but
you...
Don't tell your mother.
Moron.
Moron!
That's what it is. It was, it was a pretty
This is the same
football.
Woman that travels with meats, all right?
I know.
She told me it was from Bolivia.
And canned peaches.
From Bolivia. Well, she makes it, though, right? Doesn't she?
Yeah, she makes it, but it was...
She makes panettone in a Bolivian household, so maybe you can call
it's
it
almost Bolivia. Like a light sweet bread with candied fruit. I like panettone. I think it's nice. It's different than fruitcake.
It's kind of got that fruitcake vibe to it. It's got that same kind of thing.
And mine, but, and ours comes out with papers.
By the way, so that's how it all started. And the thing that makes this
the best
cool,
way to serve panettone, by the way, I found out yesterday, is with a little bit of pepper spray.
Tear gas. Yeah. Some guy said you can throw them over a fence.
Yes, you can. Yeah,
some guy said you could put it on pancakes or something, didn't he? Didn't some guy say the tear gas? It's like
the best
non-toxic.
The best comment on MSNBC yesterday is one of their dummies said, this is especially effective if the people are under stress because they're going to breathe heavy and inhale more of it. And I'm like, do you suppose people being attacked at the border are going to be under stress?
Under a little bit of stress.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But getting back to the fruitcake thing, it all started because we were saying, oh, everybody hates fruitcake. And you said, well, you wouldn't hate mine. And that's how the whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And then you started sending them out and it's just
people
a battle.
We fell in love with them. Yeah. We fell in love with them.
So we made those available finally because we knew how much everybody would love it. And, all I know is next year, get to rent two kitchens.
That's
And you know what? Next year, I'm going to fly up and help.
You want to help? Don't help.
Could you imagine?
I didn't hear a response.
No, because we knew you were lying. What? Mike, it would be different.
Friend, the cricket.
It would be different if it was in the middle of the summer and maybe you were just tired of Maine and said, I want to swing through and see the guys.
Well, I'm swinging up for my daughter's graduation in May.
Oh, look at this.
So you'll see me probably for a good chunk of time then. I'll come up for a visit.
May, will you do a week of broadcasts from the studio?
Yeah, I'll do a week of broadcasts.
You know what we can
studio.
Do in May? May, we can order early and have him fold boxes.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Be nice.
I don't want to do that.
Not even the little boxes? Anyway, they're fun.
Could you imagine him portioning out all the little
polish
nuts?
The tins.
Mike, I'm afraid if I ask you this, our friend the cricket might come by again.
Right.
Are you a big fan of hauling boxes up steps for us?
They're my little cricket friends.
It's his hips.
Our good
it's
friends.
There it is. Yes, sir.
Elizabeth is going to graduate already?
I can't believe that.
Yes, she's graduating.
In 3 years?
She's gone the full
4 years?
Full time, yep.
That's
she's
awesome.
Gonna be,
that is great.
She's going to be, she's an archaeology major. And we took Michael to the little children's museum when she was here. And they had a little archaeology set up. And Elizabeth was going through The little things she does when she's on a dig and unearthing artifacts, which is kind of her bag. And
what
and
era does she like to explore? Because, you know, like even on the East Coast, there's like the Williamsburg stuff that's the, you know, from the colonial times. Does she do
she
that?
She actually has a minor. They can actually, it's funny you mention that because they can actually specialize in an era of, and then she's going to get her degree with that actually noted in her degree of her area of specialty when she is her time period that she's
specializing
in. That is
great. That is so cool.
She's telling me all about it. She's specializing in the 1980s.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
At least once in his life, every man is a genius. And I'll tell you something, Rube, it's going to be more than once in your life for you. It's going to be a number of times because you've got it and you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it, you couldn't. It's always going to be there. Now, I know there's no formula for it. I just don't know how you do it. And I'm not curious, mind you, because I want to use the material. I want you to understand that. I'm just curious because I don't know how you do it.
What about the first few one-liners? Were they strong enough? I was a little...
Strong enough?
No.
If they were any stronger, you'd hurt yourself. They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful. A man said, listen to me. Listen to me. A man said something very profound some years ago, which I later originated. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We'll just take a stroll around, wait till lunchtime.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
You know, Jerry, I want to tell you something. Ordinarily, I wouldn't allow anybody to speak that way about Rita. But since it's you, I know you're only kidding. He's a real character.
Rupert, he's saying he wants us to go.
No, he's not saying that.
Call the station, John.
Where are you going, Rita?
Yes, sir. Look, there'll be a cab here in 5 or 10 minutes. I'd appreciate it if you'd wait at the gate and use it.
Why, are you going someplace?
No, you are. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough?
Jerry, can
I... Do you understand English? Take your things
and
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Well, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you.
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I can take a hint.
If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps at my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
So did Hitler.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Portland, Maine to Spokane, Washington, from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, California, from Botswana to Tokyo, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, plus no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. Now, I hate doctor's offices. With everything I've been through, right, I don't like to deal with it, so I love that 4hims.com has made it easy to get what you need to keep your hair. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/TMOS. That's forhims.com/TMOS. Don't wait. forhims.com/TMOS. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We might as well get right to it because it is not about us. It is about you. And it is time for our Tuesday, as they say down here.
When did he get beer? Tuesday? Tuesday.
Time for the Tuesday mailbag, ladies and gentlemen. First letter says, hi, boys. First of all, Mike, your recent rant on furries was the funniest effing thing I've heard in a long time. I was cooking dinner while listening to the podcast, and I had to stop and empty my bladder.
Oh, dear.
Because I literally thought I was going to pee my pants. Holy S, thank you for that. Secondly, I write to you today to wish my sea husband, Dave. That's awesome. My sea husband, Dave, happy 38th birthday. This is in spite of the fact that he forgot to wish me happy birthday via the three most handsome men in podcasting. God bless you. It was only 2 weeks ago.
Oh, dear.
However, who am I to hold a grudge? I figure he picks up enough of our dog's diarrhea each week to warrant a shout out.
Is that really something you pick up? Or is it more of a
lady
scooping?
Oh, my God. Could Oscar please give him a pep talk on exactly how you should keep your box wife happy? Yours in Chrissy Metz, Heather Weimer. Heather is a very funny lady. Any advice for this
guy? The gentleman's name?
The guy's name? Dave. Sea husband Dave.
Dave, you've got a witty wife.
Yes.
And if she's in shape like she says she is.
Yes.
You got to work on your planking at least once a week.
You know what I mean? Yes, sirree. Thank you, Heather.
Hey, you know what? Guys. She made me think of a new holiday greeting we can use this year.
Please.
Which What's is that?
Merry Chrissy Metz.
Thank you. So glad that you interrupted my train of thought for that. Merry Chrissy Metz.
Ho, ho, ho.
Pay your taxes.
Merry Chrissy Metz.
You know
Metz.
What kills me about that?
What?
It's gonna stick. It's going to be all over
our
social mobia.
Instagram.
In 10 minutes. It's going to be very Chrissy. There are people now that aren't going to remember anything I do all day long. They're going to remember Merry Chrissy Metz from Bobo, and that's going to be my lot in life today. With all the effort I put forward every day, he sits there and poaches a big one, and it's going to hit the... He's going to land the largemouth bass with
Mike,
that. It's going to be Merry Chrissy
Metz. We all feast on that bass. This is a win for everybody.
Yes, that's fine. Hi, guys. I'm writing to wish my daughter Lucille Birdie Erdman a happy third birthday. Hey, Lucille. That's wonderful. What a cool name. You don't have kids
Lucille's
named that
nice.
Very often. Lucille Birdie Erdman. I wonder if she goes by Lucille or Birdie.
Or Lucy.
Sure.
I like Birdie.
Or Lucy.
Nice.
Happy third birthday. She turned three last Saturday and loves to listen to the show with me. Hi, Lucille.
Hi, love
Lucille.
You.
Lucille.
Lucille. Her favorite part is when dude says, here's Mike. If you could just give Lucy Bird a shout out, it would really make her day. Okay, she's 3 years old. Oh, Lucy Bird, the greatest kid is Lucy Bird. Lucy Bird, Lucy Bird, love you.
Between
thanks from a proud dad, Todd Erdman.
And can I play one thing for Lucy?
Is it Erdman or Erdman?
It's Erdman. It is Erdman, actually.
Okay,
and here's one
you.
Just for you, Lucy.
And now, here's Mike.
With Lucy Bird.
Yay!
All right, very good. Moving right along, dear fellas. I'm sorry for that disinterested
that
tone that I just took. All right, let's go. Dear fellas, would you please wish my wonderful daughter, Sophie, a happy 14th birthday? Hi, Sophie. Her birthday is this Friday. She's the best daughter you could ask for. Straight A's every year and a perfect attendance record since 2015. Plus, she's super sweet to everyone, even her 12-year-old brother. Uh-oh.
Wow.
She's a super punny kid who gets the humor of TMOS. She'll be making something in the kitchen, and I'll ask, what you making? And her response every time is, fruitcake.
Oh.
Or she'll tell me I have something on my
face.
Happy birthday from her modern family, dad, stepmom, mom, and stepdad, and even her brother. We love you to the moon and back. Thanks a million. Darren Maton, M-A-T-I-N, Maton or Maton of Moncton, Maryland. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Great letter. Good morning. As always, the bonus show has been great. Listening to an entire episode based on toilet and urinal etiquette made me want to share a term that is near and dear to my heart. S tickets.
What?
S tickets is what I have called toilet paper for several years. Have you now? Another excrement-centric term I've come to love is for corn, which will always be the meal marker.
All right.
Guy's gross.
This guy is a mapper of some kind.
I know.
I think both are self-explanatory. No, explain it to me.
Now, this is why this letter is great, Mike, because of the turn it takes here after the first two items, okay?
I'm letting my fruitcake age for a week before I try it. But it's calling my name. I'll follow up with a glowing report afterwards. Dusty Woodard in Central Texas. Dusty, good luck with your tickets. Had to say it. It's too much fun to say. Good letter, Dusty. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to three of my favorite people. I love seeing all of you and my fellow Americans in Vegas. And my husband and I are currently enjoying our world-famous Rob Spiewak fruitcake. I'm writing to ask you kind sirs to wish my son Chase Novak a happy 16th birthday. He's the most amazing, smart, sweet kid that a mother could ask for. He was recently in Shrek the Musical in a local production. Can the gingerbread man possibly wish him a happy birthday? Thank you, and God bless us, everyone. Stephanie Larson. So her son is Chase, gingerbread man.
Chase! Remember, when you bite into me, not my legs first! Happy birthday, buddy!
That's
make sure
wonderful.
You make out with the girls backstage like Mike did.
Okay, that was college, damn it. Hello, Rob, Mike, Oscar, and Pony. Please help me wish my husband, James Garcia, a very happy 40th birthday. As I write this, James is peeking out the front window like a crazy person every time a car goes by our house in hopes that it's the mailman with our fruitcake delivery. Despite this, James is a great husband and father. I don't know what I'd do without him, and I know that it will make his day to hear his name mentioned on our very favorite podcast. Thanks so much to all of you for bringing the funny every day. Much love from his lovely wife, Sarah Garcia. So, James, have a very, very happy birthday, my friend. A lot of birthdays this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. I'm hoping you'll be able to send my husband, Jared Pfeiffer, a birthday announcement on the show. His birthday is this Thursday, and he has no idea that I've remembered to contact the show for his 46th birthday. Thank you so much, Brenda Pfeiffer.
Hey,
well,
Brenda.
Happy birthday, sir. I hope you have a wonderful birthday, Jared. Dear guys, Thanksgiving may be over, but the thanks will never end for providing so much fun at the TMOS 2018 convention. I like calling it
I
a convention.
Mm-hmm.
In Las Vegas. What a blast. Looking forward to many, many more. Hi, Carla. Two quick questions. One, do you know if the premier fruitcake I ordered was delivered to 45 at the White House? That's pretty funny. I hope you were able to add the special greeting I requested. Let them eat fruitcake.
Yes, the fruitcake did go out to the president. There is I'm sure it's arrived by now. So I hope he enjoys it.
And two, Rob, how many more shopping days until Christmas? That's from our friend Dirk in Spokane, Washington. The P1 of P1s, absolutely.
Dirk, don't read ahead. I mean, you know, the jingles are coming. But if you must know, there's 28 days until Christmas.
So he hasn't started yet, right?
No, no. And, you know, it's not like I have some sort of generic version of the jingle.
No, you've got the old guy that did it back in the 50s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they all are day specific. So when you read ahead, Dirk, what you do is you make it less fun for everyone else.
Mm. Well, he's a very, very
That's
good
true.
Listener.
Yeah, I suppose.
He's sending a fruitcake.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Dear fellas, our son Brady. Oh, here it comes. All right, Dirk. I knew he'd do that. All right, you're very good.
We're the boys who sent you hopping out to do your Christmas shopping.
There he comes.
Hope you all
five martini lunch.
Merry Christmas Day.
Cigarettes.
A Merry Christmas Day.
Hi there.
A Merry
Remember me?
Day.
Hope you have a Merry Christmas and thanks for listening.
That was so low energy.
Where did you get that one?
Mike, I don't think you've ever played that. I never have. There is one generic jingle, and I've never had an opportunity to play it.
Remember me?
Hi, I have one foot in the grave. Remember me?
Dear fellas, our son Brady Knotts is turning 21 tomorrow. He's been nagging me for 2 weeks to send in a birthday greeting request. So to prevent myself from becoming the first C mother to ignore a request. We don't say C very often.
No,
they
we don't.
Do, though, I love it.
But our listeners keep it alive.
On
here
both
it
sides.
Is. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, son. Your father and I adore you. Thank you, Amanda Knotts. That's for son Brady. Happy 21st.
Woo!
Legal drinky drinky.
Oh, and he can
Yay.
Vote.
Yes, he can what? Vote. You could vote at 18, you mallet.
He can still vote.
Thank you. Merry Chrissy Metz to you, Ron.
Indeed.
And now I hold in my hand
Woo!
The
Woo!
Last letter.
Hi-oh!
May a diseased yak eat a Kit Kat on your sister's navel piercing. All right, thank you. What's up, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony? I'm a high school teacher in Pennsylvania, and I often spend my study hall and prep periods listening to TMOS while I grade papers. What could go wrong with that? Last week in my study hall, I pulled up an episode on my laptop with my headphones on, pressed play, and waited to be whisked away to join you guys in the Podcast Village studios. Nothing happened. Frustrated, I jabbed at the volume button until I was up full blast, but still nothing. Fed up with the ancient computer provided for me by the school, I finally reached over and yanked the headphones out. But I had forgotten that my laptop headphone jack was not currently working. Instantly, Rob's voice came blaring out of the speakers, announcing to the dead silent study hall, "You perverts broke Oscar's back when you asked him to move that dead weight porn doll." I scrambled to pause the stream before anything worse could be said and sheepishly mumbled to the class, "That's my podcast I listen to." That's so damn funny. I waited all day to be called to the office to explain myself. But the call never came, and it looks like I'm home free. Apparently, my students are already down with the island beauties. Thanks for bringing the funny every day, boys. Hopefully you never get my dumbass fired. Sincerely, Mark Bridger. That is a great mailbag. Yeah. Thank you all very, very much. Yes, that's a bonus show, too, where we're talking about the love. Or maybe it wasn't. I
think it was a callback to the bonus show.
Yeah, it was a callback
to the bonus. Oh, my God. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Ho, ho, ho!
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh, but it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Meara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Because $5
yeah, no
a week
there.
Just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Just he says, Robert III says he's an orphan, and then I go, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. A message from our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. As we approach the conclusion of 2018, it's only human to ask ourselves, did we achieve the goals that we set for ourselves at the onset of the year? Did you do that? Ask yourself that? Saving money is always a prime goal that people set each year. If that's what you said last January, don't be like most people and say that you'll give it another try next year. Cornerstone First Financial is so committed to helping you achieve your goals, they want to motivate you to get started. Check this out. Cornerstone First Financial will pay for your appraisal until the end of the year and allow you to take a month off from paying your mortgage. That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. So whether you refinance or purchase or consolidate debt or just shorten your loan term, call Cornerstone First Financial and allow them to help you achieve your financial goals this year and next. Click the banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them 202-625-1221 and tell Mark we said happy holidays.
Hey, Mark.
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. So I wanted to tell my little termite story that we have. So Carla last night, not like 2 nights ago, comes in when I got home and she says, look at this, I saved it. She brings out a paper towel and on the paper towel is a little winged bug.
Okay.
Now I'm not a, what's a bug expert?
Entomologist? Is it entomologist?
I'm not an entomologist. So yeah. I look at it and she goes, she says, I think we have termites. And I said, well, it's a.
Did it look like an ant with wings?
It looked like an ant with wings. Mm. It looked like kind of a, but not a big ant, but it was not that big. It's it's small. So I said, well, you got to call our buddy Gus, Gustavo. Mm. I told you about my exterminator,
Saul?
Gustavo.
You better call Saul.
Better call Saul. Mm.
Gustavo's the guy that sounds like Benicio del Toro, right?
Okay, yes.
He may kill you or he might eradicate your bugs.
But he always
either way, something's going to die.
He always has got the jewelry. He's got the jewelry. He's got the shirt unbuttoned down to here. It's always hot down here.
Sure.
So it's just like, hey, Gus, we got those little ghost dance. Yeah. No problem. I said, hey. And then he went away for a while and got another area. And then he came back. And we were like, I like the guy.
What area did he go to?
He went, I don't know, somewhere else in the Fort Myers area, but he came back.
Did it have walls around it?
It's not. No, I don't think so.
Was it an area that was called minimum security area?
No, he's not that kind of guy.
Okay,
I don't think.
Good. I don't think.
I'd vouch for him.
How many
I
tears are on his hand? The inner webbing of his hand, or
it's a cross with three dots.
Let me tell you about Gus. He's a good guy, and he's not a good guy because he's overtly friendly. He's a good guy. Just because he does his job so well.
Right.
And he just comes in and he's like, don't worry about it. It's going to be.
Just takes care of it.
Yeah.
He just takes care of stuff. So I leave yesterday. I said, don't forget, Gus is coming over today to check us out and see. That's a big deal down here. And the neighborhood has had a problem with it.
Right.
So you got to really check it out. So last night I come back home and I remember to ask Carla about the termites.
Right.
And this is where sometimes we disconnect.
Ooh.
I love my wife dearly, but I will tell you, this is where.
Hope so she's
I
come listening back, I said, right now.
I said, did Gus come out? Did Gus come out? Yeah, he came out. I said, all right, did you show him the bug? Yeah. I said, what do you say? He said, he's going to take it back. He said, but it's a, he said, it's a, you know, it's just like those bugs that we get on the windowsill when you leave the light on. I said, okay, but is that, those aren't termites. Well, he's taking it back.
I mean, he's taking
a gnat back?
He's taking it back to his bug factory. I don't know what he's doing.
To the CSI
but
labs.
Here's the problem. The question did not ever seem to, is that a termite?
Mm-hmm.
Did he go up in the attic, which is the only part of this home that's made out of wood?
Yeah.
Because the rest of it's made out of concrete block because it's a Florida house. That's the way they build them down
hurricane
here.
Hurricane grade.
And, and I still don't know whether I have termites or not. But that's where
how
we
stand. How
do you
hang TVs in concrete? I just realized that.
There's drywall
that.
Over the concrete.
There's drywall inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
The block the block is...
It's not lattice?
No.
Romaine lattice.
Oh.
Sometimes you scare me.
Well, you gotta throw it out.
I do.
Yeah.
The block is the outside wall. No, and then inside you have studs.
Sorry.
And then you put... And then you put up the drywall.
These are real questions. I watch more HGTV than all of you guys.
Well, then God praise you.
Well, it ain't working, but that's it.
So what Oscar, you need to know is many houses are framed out in wood. There's no.
I know that, but I didn't.
They don't have that.
Stick built.
I don't know concrete house. I know my house, which is a brick
house. Well, you better. You better. Ow. 36, 24, 36. You better get to the Property Brothers and learn about some blocks.
So it's lattice and brick in my house, and I got to throw away the lattice.
The last real stick-built houses in Florida were right before, like down in Homestead.
Yeah.
I'll alert you to a little hurricane called Andrew that came through and was the size of the Big Bad Wolf on steroids and blew the houses down.
Right.
Now they're block construction. And by the way, that is probably after Mexico Beach. That's probably going to change in Florida as well, based on some of the houses that stood. and some of the houses because it was proven with a Cat 4 direct hit with storm surge and wind that this house that remember that they had a news story about it, that house in Mexico Beach that they overbuilt, the owners,
it was the only house when you took that the helicopter went over and had the shots that you would see on the news, there was one house standing, that was the house
when you overbuilt a house, what was it that made this house withstand all of that?
It was the
overcode.
It was the depth of the pylons that went down to stabilize the structure.
Ah, okay.
It was the reinforcement of the concrete that was used to build the house. And so it was just a very sturdy house. And with storm surge and wind, you know, even the concrete block houses got decimated down there. And so, you know, by the way, I think in a lot of these areas, you could overbuild, but it comes back down to the greed of developers.
Sure.
You know,
also pricing.
And pricing, whether people
materials.
Can afford to do it in the first place. You know, and that's what it's all about. At my advanced age, I can tell you that's what it's all about everywhere. Over the weekend, we took my daughter down to the beach. And I said, Michael's got a cut on his foot. I said, well, keep him out of the water. I said, why? I said, because we are 50 miles away from Lake Okeechobee, which is a septic tank.
Right.
Yeah. And that goes into the river and then pours into the Gulf of Mexico. And why? When they could control that? Well, because money and the cattle ranchers and the sugarcane producers.
Big sugar.
And their fertilizer goes into Lake Okeechobee. And then when they get a lot of rain, they don't want to flood the sugarcane fields. And they don't want to wreck the agricultural land.
They like
so what do they
crust.
Do? That let's well, what's the solution? What's best for the people with all the money? We dump the poop water into the river that goes down to the Gulf of Mexico, and then you get all sorts of fish kills, and everybody goes, I don't understand why. So that's
next
and all the fertilizer and poop also causes algae blooms.
Which can be beautiful.
No, they can't be beautiful.
No, just because it has bloom on it doesn't mean it's beautiful.
Yeah, but
ask our producer.
It's like the cherry blossoms.
Anyway.
Like the cherry blossoms. The algae was a gift from Japan.
Yes. So,
a sign of peace.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. So the termites are, I don't know what they
so
are.
So do you have
a
sample?
Specifically
do you have a sample bug still, or is the only sample
bug?
Yeah,
Rob, I got one right here. I got.
Well, no, you saved one. I'm wondering if you saved one.
She gave it to the exterminator to take back to the entomology lab or something. I don't know. And then he's going to get back to us.
But what they do,
some of these houses down here, I think there might be a racket involved. I'm not sure. Might be a bit of a racket that you'll go by these houses and they put these big tarps on top of them.
Oh, the tent, tenting of them, yeah.
The tent of the house, and they fog the whole thing.
It looks
thing,
like the circus is in town.
It's like the end of
like
Poltergeist.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's very, very scary.
Do you have Gustavo, Gus, do you have him on retainer? Because we have a quarterly scheduled
Orkin
visit.
Orkin Man?
It's not Orkin. It's another company. I can't think of the name. But we have a guy comes out every quarter to spray just to stay ahead. Because we have ants are prevalent in our neighborhood. All of our neighbors have them. And so if you don't spray quarterly, you'll get ants in your kitchen.
Wait, but do they ever get in your pants?
Sometimes, and that's when I start to dance.
Yeah. Well, no, ants are usually found commonly in
ants
a house
are everywhere.
Where sugar products are left out on the counter.
Well, you see, that's the thing. All our sugar products are promptly consumed.
Do you ever find them in your butter?
No, never find ants in the butter.
Did you ever have roaches in your house?
No, I have never been in a roach hit house. None of my houses have ever had roaches.
I've had them. I've had their little. They're called palmetto bugs.
Saw one in D.C. Yeah. I would say maybe 3 weeks ago. We have no food in there. They're just living.
You ever see one in a restaurant?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah,
when
but
you
at
see
that
one
point,
in a restaurant, that's
I don't
nasty.
I don't make a big deal about it, but if my in D.C., and even in the movie theaters at times, you see, oh, look at that big roach just crawling around.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
it's dark.
Scary.
Yeah.
So
he bought a ticket, let him see the movie.
My wife will say, did you see that? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. That looks like a beetle to me. And we keep walking.
Yeah.
Do you know Hello, I'm crawling on the wall. I'm crawling. Can I tell my grossest story about an exterminator?
Yeah.
And by the way, you want to have fun. I've told this story multiple times on the air. I'll tell it one more time. But if you want to have fun and you deal with an exterminator, ask him what the grossest thing is he ever saw. You'll usually get a pretty decent story. So I got a guy. This is way back when, after one of my marriages, and I was living alone. You know, it happens.
Right.
And I'm over in, I think I'm over.
Not for long for you.
Well, no, I hate being alone. But anyway, and technically I wasn't really alone.
Sometimes you feel the most alone in a crowd of people.
Well, no, I do. No, it's more like the Joe Pesci line that he gives before.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, I'm not lonely. I got a girlfriend every night.
That type of thing. No, but that wasn't me either. I'll stop talking.
So there's this exterminator.
So the exterminator, I got a mouse that died in my stove in Eastport, Maryland, right across the bridge from Annapolis, Maryland.
Hey, all
right?
Mouse, what are you doing in that stove?
Hey, mouse, what? So this vermin, this mouse, dies by chewing on the electrical wire and electrocuting itself. And I don't know where it is. It's in the stove. It smelled nasty. You knew something was dead in there. He comes in, immediately deals with the situation. I said, so I do this all the time. I always ask people in your line of the work, what's the nastiest thing you ever saw? And he loved it. You saw his eyes light up. Yeah. And he wanted to tell the story. So he's working down here in Tampa. And he gets a call to do a regular inspection of a Chinese restaurant.
Oh.
And he goes into this Chinese restaurant, and he goes downstairs, and he said he flicks the light switch on, but it won't come on. And he yells up to the manager. The manager says, oh, yeah, you need a bulb. It's right in the middle. And he gives him a bulb, and he puts the bulb in. Then he goes back over to the switch because it didn't come on when he screwed it in, and he turns the switch on, and he looks down, and he looks across at the concrete wall at the back of this restaurant in the basement area where they were storing a lot of the stuff. And he said he had to adjust his eyes to the light. But when he adjusted his eyes, it appeared that the entire wall was moving. And as he focused, he noticed that the entire wall was a wall of palmetto bugs.
Oh my God, the big ones.
Yeah. That's right.
The biggies.
And then he went up and he had a big bowl of Mugu Gai Pan.
But the good news is he was able to rescue the Ark of the Covenant.
And the bad news is I don't know whether I have termites or not. I don't know. All right. So we'll let you know what's going on.
Look at the beams, Mike. The beams will tell you.
The beams will tell you.
Well, I got to crawl up there and, I'm elderly.
I've caught
we'll take
up
a
there
break.
With a videotape.
With a videotape.
With her camera.
Okay.
Yes.
Like to get on a stick or something like that?
Selfie stick.
All right. I know there's always a solution, Mr. Do-It-Yourselfer, but I'm not doing dick.
Hey, but remember when he destroyed
those people.
The last time he took care of vermin, he destroyed his chimney. Don't take advice from him.
Exactly.
He's taping things to brooms and everything.
Is it structural, sir? We don't know.
All I know is I don't leave this light on in the studio because termites come. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with whatever right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Have you heard the buzz about the gift that's on everyone's list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth.
Yeah.
That's, as best of my knowledge, that's just about everybody. Mm. This it gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Quip makes holiday travels clean and easy with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles for the on-the-go brushing that you need to do.
Awesome.
Plus, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge. That's pretty innovative. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. So give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but it has a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. So if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftee that. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
I love when you get the brush head in the mail and they send you a new battery and everything. You switch it out. It's the best toothbrush I've ever had.
One of the things we did that I didn't mention yesterday when we were doing our recap over Thanksgiving, the holiday, is that at one point, and I'm not kidding you, we had the whole family in the living room after after the pie, and we're sitting there, and we turned on Netflix, and one of the channels on Netflix was a fireplace, and we we turned on the virtual fireplace. Which, if you watch it from the beginning, it starts, they had a white birch fireplace, which from Maine and anybody from northern New England knows what I'm talking about. White birch logs are the best burning logs for fireplaces. I love them. They burn beautifully hot. They're fantastic. They're easy to light.
Do you see the white through the fire?
No. Here's how it comes on. And this is how much of an idiot I am that I actually committed and truly got into the virtual fireplace. You turn it on, right? Mm. And you see the very beginning. You see the fire's not going. And I don't think you see like a hand come in with a match or anything, but you actually see the fire just beginning and all the fresh little logs are there. And then you can kind of watch it. And it's very similar to the experience. I'm such a rube.
No, you're not.
It's very similar to what it would be like if you started your own fire, because half the fun is watching to see the fire catch.
Actually catch.
That's the way. Yeah.
They used to, I think it was WOR maybe in New York, used to run the fireplace on Christmas Day. And the film was so old, my father swears he knew when it looped. He would watch it loop because like every 10 or 15 minutes, it would just be like a jump cut. And so he would, and they'd run Christmas music. And I actually have a DVD of a fireplace that plays Elvis music while the fire burns.
You have a DVD of a fireplace?
I have the Elvis fireplace DVD.
You have trumped me so totally. I thought I was an idiot for turning this on.
This has been popular for years.
Yeah, it has.
Really? Also, there is a video, and I'm not sure if it's a Netflix one, but I know that it's available now at some point, whether it's on Amazon, I don't know where it is. But where's that bunker that's in West Virginia under the hotel?
Greenbrier.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they have the Greenbrier.
I went to it like for a tourist thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't it originally?
Do they show you the bunker?
We went inside.
Oh my God, that's crazy!
It was originally built to save the president in case of nuclear attack, right?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. This said, I think, to the best of my knowledge, I think there's one in the same area that they actually use, perhaps, but one would not know about it.
They have a little Congress. It's like a mock Congress.
Apparently, somewhere it may be in West Virginia.
Yes.
That they do the one that they show
Congress,
you
Congress just for short politicians.
The you one know they what show
I
mean. You,
I know.
I for think Legos. it's either the Homestead or the Greenbrier, and they show it to you up there, and it's got like a wall in the side of a mountain, and you go in, and they show you where.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Me too.
This is where they had the meeting room, and this is where they kept their food supplies and all that type of stuff. It was very cool to see.
So they have a video of that fireplace because it's a traditional old school
huge,
fireplace
huge deal, right?
In the lobby. The one that always got me, Mike, and you have it now because you have Comcast, and I know you think it's Suckcast, but you have Comcast.
It is Suckcast.
If you go to Comcast,
I don't know which sucks worse, Comcast or the New York Giants,
and you hit fireplace. If you just ask for Comcast, it's its own.
Like on my remote, my Audible, fireplace.
It has its own fireplace channel.
Oh, God.
And I've also, you know what? I've seen
I'm
a
such
fireplace.
A rube. I want to stop the show early now because I want to go out and try that like right now.
And one channel I saw last year has a fireplace with puppies playing in front of it, which is also
that's
great.
Cool.
There's
I like that.
There's a couple fighting.
Yeah,
it's like really awkward.
What do you
like
mean?
A couple is arguing. It's like a
no,
nice,
that's
relaxing
that. That's that channel you like to watch where the puppy gets thrown into the fireplace. That's not the one. That's not. That's that. That's
it's,
the one.
It's
that's
the
pony
anime
special
one. Channel.
It's the
anime
one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then the pony comes in. And by the way, for those animal rights people out there, don't freak out, okay? Because the channel that pony watches, the puppy goes into the fireplace, then emerges as a superhero. So it's nothing you need to worry about. All right, it comes out as like this giant
the son of
ninja. This giant ninja.
Jor-El.
Ninja puppy.
Ninja puppy.
The worst.
With a girlfriend.
It's one of those Japanese fighting dogs. and then just throw them in there.
By the way, yeah, and the puppies are Akitas. That's what they are. The puppies are Akitas, and then the puppy Akita comes out of the fire, born out of the fire, rising the rising from the Akita ashes, and you're just like...
And its arch nemesis is the little kittens.
That's right.
With the stumpy legs.
And the radar. And the laser vision. Yeah. And the laser vision. You know.
But oversized eyes.
Jeez.
You know, like that. You know,
oversized eyes. Just say into your remote, Matthew Bloom, and it will come to your television.
How much do those porcelain dolls cost?
Yeah.
So it's something you're not a Roop.
Mike, you are not a Roop.
I know.
And you know what? The Fire Channel is great for like, and do they play Christmas music or is it just a fire?
I think it was just the crackling fires.
Oh, that's
in fact,
cool.
When you played that sound effect of the crackling fireplace, yeah. I love the sound of that. I think that just sounds.
That's one of Todd's on White Noise's favorite sounds.
He wasn't ready for it. You know, you ever notice when he's not ready to do something,
he
ain't gonna do it.
He's got it.
He's just like, okay,
take a minute or so.
He's already skipping ahead to his part of the show.
He's got three fruitcakes.
No.
There we go.
All right, always nice to know that you guys are on my side.
What happened? What did you do to it? Where did it go? Where do you file it away after it?
Oh, right there.
Now I feel all warm inside.
Where
do you put stuff after you play it? Do you file it away?
Well, if I don't actually add it to the soundboard, I search it in the file, and then if I close the search, it goes away. But it's just a matter of plugging.
So it's a process.
Mike, it's all about procedures.
I trust the process.
Yes, please.
Trust the process. All right. Well, anyway, we watched the...
Fireplace on Xfinity is as beautiful as the one on Netflix.
Do they have Christmas music, though?
And then the last...
It's just fire.
Hmm.
Very quickly, the last part was taking my daughter to the airport, and a car overturned on its side as we are driving by the main road that has all the churches on it. And let me just say, I know you were coming from Our Lady of Light Catholics, because I don't know why Sunday night. I guess it was Sunday night mass. Do the Catholics have a Sunday night mass?
Oh, they
do. Do they have that? Do they have Sunday night?
Do they have that here for you, Brad?
Depends on the congregation.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was either the Lamb of God people, which were the Episcopalian Lutherans, or it was the... No, they wouldn't have a crowd scene like that. So there's a car on its side. Major accident. Just happened, right? Mm-hmm. It just happened. Well, don't let that stop the churchgoers from trying to get across the median and cut in front of everybody coming in the other direction, okay? I don't know what they were doing at that service, but these people wanted to get to their turkey sandwiches because they were busting ass and they didn't care. There are people standing out by this accident, and there was a guy that was coming across in an Avalon that I swear to God, Jesus himself could have been standing on that median and said, excuse me, we're waiting for emergency vehicles, and it would not have kept Mr. Ichabod Ziplix from trying to get home to his house and running people down, you dick. Okay? Hope you enjoyed your nice Christian service as you're trying to run people down, a-hole.
Anyway, out of my Christing way, I need to watch 60 Minutes.
Unbelievable. You should have seen him. And then he wasn't the only one. They were all so desperate because their routine, and they're all elderly, and their routine is so entrenched that, church over, done my duty, got to get home. But there's an accident with people maybe in danger of a sudden, need to get inversion. Don't care. Have to be a creature of habit. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Run my fellow man down. Most hypocritical thing I've ever seen.
Maybe the Sunday night mass is one of those on and gone quick ones, like a 40-minute job. Maybe that's why it's so popular.
I think it was. Yeah, I think that's why it's the short one where they feel like they've done their obligation to the Lord.
Like
now let's run down our fellow men.
Like we used to say when I was a kid, oh, it's a beach service. In and out in 30.
Well, in the morning, you know, when you got everybody there, all the churches are represented. That's when they have the cop there. The cop wasn't there Sunday night. But, yeah, so I went around the long way.
Officer Rosenberg, he doesn't have a church to go to.
Oh, come on.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise be. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Yay, Oscar.
And I'm Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spielwein.
Aww. F you, Rob.
Hey.
Listen to Tech 411.
Hey.
No. That's available on MikeOMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More new episode. For more information,
coming
visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Christmas special.
Thank you.
It's going to be a holiday special.
Can't wait.
That's very exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know that Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat? Did you put a penny in the old man's hat? No, of course you didn't, you lazy sack of ignorance. You never do anything that's inconvenient. So how can you make like Santa this Christmas and yet still remain lazy? Easy. Give the gift of laughter. Give the TMOS bonus show. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the gift bonus banner. Boom. Three more clicks and your holiday shopping is done. And you can go back to binging Netflix and smelling your fingers. Wow, Rob, this is harshwood here. It really is an amazing gift for anyone, even yourself, because it keeps giving all year long. The TMOS bonus show. Remember to give it this holiday season. It gives access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Don't be a tick. Don't be a leech. Don't be a sucker. Be the sucky. Buy the bonus show. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Boo. I'm here, Bob. Oprah's mother, Vernita Lee, died at her home in Milwaukee on Thursday. Yeah, that was Thanksgiving Day. She was 83. Vernita has already been laid to rest in a private funeral service. Oprah issued a statement saying, quote, "Thank you all for your kind words and condolences regarding my mother, Vernita Lee's passing. It gives our family great comfort knowing she lived a good life and is now at peace." Mm. And sorry to Oprah.
Nobody tough to lose a relative during a holiday because it taints the holiday for the rest of your life. You always associate it.
That's why I will always love my mama, God rest her soul, for hanging on past St. Patrick's Day.
Selfless
lady. That was what she did. Selfless till the very end. That was the worst St. Patrick's Day ever in my life. I came back, you know, I'm in Boston, right, which is St. Patrick's Central, right?
Central, yeah.
More Irishmen in that per square mile in that area. And I remember I went to like a Thai restaurant across from my sister's place, all by myself, just sitting there. It was one of the worst St. Patrick's, watching the revelers all wearing their green shamrock, antenna that they had on their heads. And
what's there to celebrate?
Yeah. Very good. Anyway, I'm getting all depressed.
No.
The Boston Red Sox, here's something else. They didn't just end up with a World Series trophy, speaking of Boston. They're also getting huge holiday bonuses for their efforts. The team is splitting a postseason bonus pool of $31.7 million, with each player getting $416,838. That's a lot of money, although it might not seem like much for some players. The Red Sox had the second highest payroll this past year at $206 million, which is 232% higher than the Oakland Athletics' $62 million payroll. That's still not right.
You pay for what you get, Mike.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. Too.
That's what I mean.
You know, that's the one. Both, overall.
Damn both it. Both damn great
it.
Sayings.
Damn it.
Pay for what you get.
Yeah.
Overall, Major
that's
League Baseball.
That's our motto here.
You pay for what you get.
You pay for what you get. That's right.
Overall, Major League Baseball is shelling out $88 million in playoff bonuses. That's a new record. Every team that made the playoff gets a cut based on how far they go. The World Series runner-up LA Dodgers each got shares of more than $262,027.
Well, you know what they always say, Mike? A bird in the hand is worth a bird in the hand.
There it is.
Oh,
thank
my God. I
much.
Had the worst faux pas, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it to you. It might have been off air.
What's that?
I said to someone that's important.
Okay.
I would rather kill two in a bush than get a stone in the hand.
I am always pleased that you still make the effort.
And
that's
and,
what
and
I care
said,
about.
And I stopped myself. I meant, let's get two in the bush with a stone, and it spun out into. I said, why would you want to kill the birds? Like, I started having this internal conversation.
I like when you say one like that and you have the internal conversation out loud while you're saying it. That's the most exciting part.
The saying is. Two in the hand. No, the saying is kill two birds with one stone.
That's one of them.
Right?
And the other one is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's right. Where I went wrong. I went
and
bush
and stones.
And
that's a term that was coined by Ozzy Osbourne. thank you very much. Forbes magazine.
It's a bat in a hand.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Forbes magazine put out its annual list of the world's highest paid TV hosts. You're never going to guess who's number one. Did you look at it? Did you see
I
it
did
yet?
Not.
No, I can
I
guess.
Not.
Who do you think? Let me give the timpani right now. Who do you think number one is?
Highest paid TV host. Who's the douche of douches?
Highest paid TV host.
Michael Strahan.
That's a
that
good guess.
That is not correct, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, Judge Judy Shineland.
Oh, JJS.
That net
estimated,
money.
It was a one year deal though, because she sold her thing. An estimated $147 million over the past 12 months. If that sounds ridiculous, well, it is. Here's the top five. Judge Judy Shineland, $147 million. She had an annual salary of $47 million, but last year she sold the rights to her shows.
They don't keep her around because she's pretty. They keep her around because she's smart.
Number two, Ruthless. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Yeah.
Number three, Dr. Phil. Number four, Ryan Seacrest. And number five, Mr. Steve Harvey. There Ooh. They are, the top five TV hosts. Congratulations.
Is that with all of Harvey's money added up? Because he does a lot of shows.
He just canceled one of his shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, doesn't matter. He still got it. Bad news and good news for you. The bad news: between the cold, the dark, and the holiday stress. By the way, congratulations on the wettest year ever in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The cold, the dark, and the holiday stress, you probably feel pretty alone and miserable today. The good news, other people are just as miserable. According to a new study, today is the loneliest day of the year.
Wow. I'm not feeling
it. You know, I woke up this morning and Shannon was out of bed, and I was like, man, where's Santos? And he was gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is the best ever. I love being alone.
The three main reasons really for this being the
now.
Day,
yeah.
The dark outside, the weather is awful, and people are struggling to budget for Christmas. That's the reason it is
a bummer because you just spent all that money on Cyber Monday.
It is.
Yeah, it's terrible. Are you annoying people at work without even realizing it? See if you have any of these bad work habits. Number one, eating smelly food at your desk. Anyone?
It's a Mac thing.
Yes.
Mac will bring
Mac
smelly
eats
snacks.
The food.
Yeah. Mac will.
Number two, we know this when we do some of our work behind the scenes on TMOS. Asking too many questions. Asking questions is fine. Just try not to ask too many work-related questions, or you'll look like you can't figure stuff out on your own. And asking a lot of personal questions is risky for other reasons. Questions, you know, meetings and questions, people hate them. Number three, being a slob. A messy desk is one thing. People might judge you, but probably won't hate you for it. Just don't be a slob in common areas like the kitchen. God, radio stations.
The worst.
The most horrible common areas ever.
The WJFK refrigerator.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing
foulness.
Has changed, gentlemen, because Drab T-Shirt shared a wonderful story about what Entercom now has at their new building here in D.C. Apparently, they had a fancy cappuccino machine that you pay for.
Oh,
how long did it take for them to trash it?
I think Chad might have brought it up, or Drab did. I'm big on Dukes. They said that it was nice to walk in and see that someone had put their fist through the machine.
Because it didn't work.
It didn't work.
DJ.
Typical disc
anyway, number four is interrupting all the time. You can definitely interject, but in general, make sure you just respect people enough to let them finish the thought. Well, that's kind of our job here. We interrupt, but we do it in such a way that it still hopefully entertains you. And number five, talking to people in the bathroom while they're in one of the stalls. Salespeople at WJFK.
Hey, buddy.
Please.
I do that.
David,
sorry.
Shut up.
Hand
do
line.
Not speak to
worst.
Me. Thank you very much. There's a guy named, this is a little something for you now. There's a guy named Jason Stiber in Westport, Connecticut. That's a she area of Connecticut. He says he's, quote, going to trial for justice, but well, it's not exactly the kind of justice that's going to change the world. Back on April 11th, around 6 a.m., Jason was pulled over for distracted driving. The cop said he saw Jason talking on a phone and gave him a $300 ticket. But Jason says he wasn't talking on the phone. He was eating hash browns, or one of those hash brown sticks
from
McDonald's. And he has some evidence backing it up. His call log shows he wasn't on the phone, and his car has Bluetooth, so he wouldn't hold up his phone to make calls. In spite of all that, a judge still found him guilty when he tried to fight the ticket in August. So Jason's quest for justice is still going. He is going to appeal this because he said he was just eating hash browns. The whole thing hinges on one piece of evidence, and that's his cholesterol report. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Or the burn mark on his cheek. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Or whether or not Ronald will take the stand. Three jokes for the price of one, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our
cake.
Man, Ponyboy, yes. Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Can I hit my microphone one more time with my hand? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you survive your Black Friday shopping? Good. I'm glad the mall security guard didn't tase you.
Oh, yum.
Tase.
Hey, kids. Professional broadcasters always read the copy beforehand.
Taste.
Let's rewind that. Did you survive your Black Friday shopping? Good. I'm glad the mall security guard didn't tase you while you were eating your Cinnabon. But now it's time to get serious. Fire up your computer. It's Cyber Week.
Yes!
The time to really start your holiday shopping is now, and it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. With the big three of cyber shoppery, Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. Bargains galore, I promise, but wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Pro tip, one of the most common questions I get at this time of year is someone wants to buy someone a record player. And there's one model that I particularly like. It's by Audio-Technica. Audio-Technica makes good stuff.
Oh, you gave me one.
I didn't realize you can find them all at Walmart.com.
Boom.
Because they don't stock them in the store, but they stock them online.
Nice.
So if you want a record player, buy it at Walmart.
So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeOMaraShow.com. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart,
yes,
and TMOS. The only way to shop. No, now, now, go.
Now.
Not no, now.
And
now.
Let that guy taste you.
Spend money.
Yeah.
Open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Jeez. You mentioned it earlier. I'm not a big fan of space travel. I never was. But I still think it's very cool that they landed that InSight on Mars. And listen to the excitement. This is the audio at NASA when they landed it. This is pretty cool tape.
30 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
I love that.
A lot
that.
Of babies were made at NASA last night.
Yeah, I think so. I do indeed.
I heard that, and all I thought about was Rob losing his virginity. That's all I thought about. That's all I thought about when I first heard that audio.
Why? Because you heard the phrase 17 meters? Well, you're very kind. Meanwhile, outer space history is being made that has international ramifications, and our president is in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo.
I think both are
acceptable. I think it's Tupelo.
Tupelo. Listen to his opening remarks as he's speaking in Mississippi yesterday.
Well, I am thrilled to be back in Tupelo. I love Tupelo. The proud birthplace of the king of rock and roll, Elvis. Elvis! We love Elvis. I shouldn't say this. You'll say I'm very conceited because I'm not. But other than the blonde hair, when I was growing up, they said I looked like Elvis. You see that? Could you believe it? I always consider that a great compliment.
Why is he out of breath? And why is he leading with that?
Did he ever look like Elvis?
No, he never did.
It's kind of cold, right? It was kind of cold there last night.
I guess. I don't know if it was cold.
I don't know what's going on here.
All I know is save it for political persuasions. Rob's getting quite an ending to God bless.
But did he look like Elvis at any
point? No, he never did.
No, right?
I mean,
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the young Donald Trump, there are similarities to Elvis. He had kind of those full lips.
A young Elvis.
Maybe he had like a nose and two eyes as Elvis Presley did.
Rob's offended by it.
All right.
Rob's offended by it.
While we're talking music, maybe you want to go get one of the hottest concert tickets that's available. They just announced this yesterday on their website. Styx is touring and they have a great act with them. And they put together a promotional video. Now, Styx is a seminal band of the 70s, early 80s.
I'd go see Styx.
And I would, too. They still sound great. Even with the guy that's sharing the bill with them, Larry the Cable Guy.
Gator Duh.
That's right.
Are you S-ing me?
This is a video that Styx produced. It's called
Is this true?
Laugh Rock Seriously Tour. They're doing 7 dates in the Midwest. Styx and Larry the Cable Guy. Wait.
You know you got to lose weight when you can use the back of your neck as a travel pillow.
That's pretty funny.
It's funny because it's
bad. Let me
tell
you the one bad thing about being married to somebody younger than you. Nothing.
Light it up, let's get this show on the road.
It's only 7 shows.
It has to be cheaper than paying another band. It has to be cheaper.
Yeah.
It has to be. That's why they're doing it.
They sent a big letter to Journey that said, F you.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon sitting there shaking it. How do you think those guys are feeling right now?
Not happy. Not happy at the Speedwagon headquarters.
I never thought REO Speedwagon deserved the same billing.
No, I agree. I mean,
I really thought that it was Styx and it should have been only. I think Styx is standalone.
Styx is a great band, and REO Speedwagon, moderate at best. But still, I would take REO Speedwagon over Gitter Dan.
By the way, first promo at WAVI I ever did was an REO Speedwagon weekend.
That's a bad weekend.
REO, that is a bad weekend. Yeah, that's smoky for you. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Anyone excited at all about the Aquaman movie? Aquaman?
Yes.
You are?
The guy's a dreamboat.
Well, he is. His name is Jason Momoa, I think. And he talks about. The Aquaman costume is a piece of art, but there's a problem.
It looks like it's easy to
paint. Hold it. Our friend came by.
What do you mean?
You're asking if I was excited about it.
Our friend the cricket.
That's my answer.
Your son might love that movie.
Yeah, well, we're
He's
not
surrounded
going.
By water.
Keep in mind, Aquaman, the worst person in the Hall of Justice. I mean, his superpower is
League
what?
Of Justice.
League of Justice, yeah. No.
The Hall of Justice.
No,
is it the Hall of Justice?
I think it is the Hall of Justice.
The Hall of Presidents.
I thought it's the Justice
it's
League.
It's the League of Justice.
I think the Justice League is in the Hall of Justice. You have to go back
Hall
to the Saturday
Justice
morning
was the
cartoons.
The Supreme Court.
No, that's the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Mike, and as you know, and it's one of my favorite voices that you do, is that the
this
narrator...
This is why people hate us, by the way.
The Super Friends, the Saturday morning cartoon, was narrated by Ted Knight.
Really?
Yeah, so if you could say something...
League of Justice.
I thought it was the Justice League.
All right. Anyway, so here's Jason Momoa talking about his Aquaman suit.
It looks like it's easy to pee in that, but really it's not.
Real
and if you
feet.
Have the poopsies, it is very challenging. Got to be really good at holding it. So some of those little fun facts you might want to know.
Ted Knight often had trouble with the poopsies, Mike.
He's a big, strong guy, right?
Big guy. Big guy, yeah.
I don't
big
like
guy.
Big guys saying poopsies.
It seems a little fat.
He's trying to make everybody love him.
I hate that. Just say if you got ass. You gotta
I say
it.
Poopsies. I say poopsies, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I said that only when I'm in the airport. I'll yell across the entire gate area. I go, Carla, I got to make duty.
Buy duties when you flush.
Buy duties.
What time are we boarding? I have to make duty.
Do I have time to make duty?
By the way, quick sidebar.
I have to lay down a poo-poo plop.
Quick sidebar.
Yes.
It's not perverted or any, it's not meant to be at any point. And I
you
just
wait
clarify
at Sparrow. This. I'm going to take a smash.
Why do kids have to follow you into the restroom when you go into the restroom? Like, why do they have to? Why can't they just wait outside?
Because they're kids and they'll be stolen.
Yeah, you don't want them to be abducted.
Why? But you can just say, hey, stay right here.
It's not a matter of them staying there. It's a matter of them being taken.
You understand, back in the day when your mom at 4 would put you on a metro train with a key around your neck, that was not safe.
And a note safety pinned to his shirt.
Right. Like, please abduct me.
Drop in any mailbox. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I just
you know
I
maybe you shouldn't ask us about this. Call. I got a guy you can call.
Yes.
Okay. To explain the whole thing. His name is John Walsh. He will help you out.
No.
With that, okay?
That is a low blow. And that poor kid.
Children are abducted. John Walsh's kid, unfortunately, was abducted. John Walsh made a career out of preventing it. No, you have to bring. How old
I
are we talking here?
I had a setup. My nephew. We were at the Science Museum
How
in Boston.
How old is he?
He's 2. I said, hold on to this iPhone, which was my brother's iPhone. I will FaceTime you. And then I wasn't going to show him what I was doing, but the Oscar was going to go to the restroom and make sure he was right outside the entire time. So if somebody
didn't
get him.
So what you've done is
you left
sweetened
the 2-year-old
the
out there with a $1,000 phone?
He wouldn't.
That's just like.
He wouldn't let me, so I couldn't even go to the restroom. I had to hold it because he wanted to go in with me. I was like, "That's
bring
not
bring him in
I,
there with you." He's 2 years
that's
old.
That's not how I roll anymore. That's not
oh
what we do.
Oh my god! Jesus! Don't breed. Yeah, I wanted you to
say,
breed. Don't breed. I swear to God.
You might as well tape $20 bills to the kid and set him loose. He's running around with a phone. He's 2.
Take the child.
Take
into
the child.
He was really great. He stood there and grabbed the phone, and then my brother swung by. He's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, he wants to go in with me. I don't think we do that." And he goes, "What
are
you
doing, Oscar? I'm endangering your son. I'll be right out.
I'm trying to talk your son into you're FaceTiming me while I take a leak. So
by
that's
the way,
cool.
By the way, because I don't want to get a letter, I'm not in any way making light of our good friend, Mr. John
Walsh. Not at all.
No, that was an unimaginable tragedy.
You're highlighting how serious it could have been.
Exactly.
But the thing, no, you just have to be aware. Child safety is a big deal. My God, you bring him with you everywhere. I bring my kid everywhere.
I tie Santos up outside of CVS all the time now because I don't want to take him in. And then I'm hoping when I come back, he's sitting
you
there.
You know what? That's with Beluga, I tie him up on the beltway if I can.
Yeah. Or not even tie him up.
Let the chips fall. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, Beluga sounds. I'm collecting them. Good. I'm collecting a repertoire. By the way, they're not his sounds. They're my impressions of his sounds.
Oh, a new act.
He made a few last night. Yeah. And then, by the way, when I hear them now, I'm always thinking, is this it? Anyway, go ahead.
Any of them sound like rattles? Just checking. Don't answer that.
Yeah, they do.
Oscar, are you familiar with a Mexican footballer by the name of Diego Maradona?
Oh, of course. He's a famous Argentinian, a hand of God, mano de Dios.
One of the greatest of all times.
Yes.
Apparently, I did a little research on him today. And he was interviewed after a Mexican football match, which is what we call soccer.
And he's Argentinian,
But this is a Mexican interview. And so the Spanish that's in the question.
It's more sugar in the soda.
That's right. It's real sugar.
Yeah, real
sugar. Same amount.
Real sugar.
So I don't know if you can help with translating the question, but the thing that I love is his answer. We close with this. This is Diego Maradona.
Estando acá, Diego, me imagino que has visto también más el fútbol de la Liga MX de Primera División. Lo has observado más de cerca, me imagino, aunque ya algo lo conocías. ¿Qué piensas de la Liga MX, de su nivel?
All right, stop it right there. Stop it right there. What's he saying to him?
He actually asked a question twice. He says, I imagine that you know more about the soccer Mexican league, now that you've seen it close up. You probably knew about it beforehand. What are your thoughts about it now?
Okay, now this is an unaltered, unedited response to the question. Here's Diego Maradona.
No,
So I guess that settles that.
This is.
Would you like it one more time, Mike?
I sure as hell would.
Actually, this is a new feature. We have Diego on the line. You can ask him any question you like, and he will answer it. So, Mike, do you have a question for famous footballer Diego Maradona?
Diego Maradona, were any of the fruitcakes packaged upside down?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Another one in the can.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, good one today. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. Even for yourself, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's that easy. It's as easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. Just a note to Rob Spiewak, that one will burn.
Yes, sir.
For
will.
Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Thanking you for your continued amazing support. Easy as pie. Have the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
No,
Come on.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
Goodbye, Judy.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.